Hey everybody, I just want to say thanks for downloading episode 1 of our new season of Tech Brief. This is season 1 because we feel that we got a good handle down on all the hardware we have to use. So, hope you enjoy what I'm looking at now. I'm going to call it our release candidate 1 in honor of Firefox and Windows Vista both having release candidates. Feel free to leave comments on how you feel we should change things. Or do anything else different with the same things changing. But comments on our weblog at tb560.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, and look forward to hearing your feedback. Well, due to a couple of recording problems, this wasn't the radio, this was people being outside of the station. My laptop recorded extra stuff in the background, so I'm going to have to walk you through a couple of the parts that I was able to salvage from the people talking. And hopefully, it gets better next week. Which, by the way, will be our Firefox 2 release party. So be sure to listen live or listen after I put it on for download, because we're celebrating Firefox 2.0, which is a program that we plug regularly during the show. Anyway, we started out with some games that'll be coming out, followed by some tech news. Here's the segment.
Anyway, next game coming out, there's another Spyro game that just came out recently, and I'm very afraid for any of the new Spyro games, because once Insomniac stopped helping to make them, they were just bad. Anybody play the original Spyro games?
I did.
Those were good games on PlayStation.
I might have just played a demo. I'm not sure about that.
It's a lot better than the games that are coming out nowadays. One important one that's coming out is Final Fantasy III for the Nintendo DS. It's the only Final Fantasy ever to make it over to the U.S. So all you Final Fantasy fans, you have something to look forward to, something new. Yes, Taylor, you, except you don't have a DS.
You said Final Fantasy fans, not Final Fantasy VII fans.
Very true.
I like Final Fantasy. Just Final Fantasy VII. It's the best.
Gold. We're reminding all our listeners that if you have anything to comment about news or our show, you can call us at 410-455-2656, and we'll be happy to put you on air, hear your comments. We are on a 5-second broadcast delay, so it might be a little weird hearing what you say a little late, but that's just a little warning. Go ahead and call in. We love to hear from you. So any other games? What other games are we looking forward to that are coming out? We have the Wii's coming out. In less than a month now. That'll be fun. I mean, Joe, I'm looking forward to that. And Dan, you'll be over our room playing it.
Yes, I'll be there.
We're gonna break up the console. I know right now.
Yeah, especially because it comes with
the board.
Yeah, and you're gonna say Wii Sports? Yeah, it comes with the system.
And off of the video games that are coming out comes our tech news. Here's the segment.
Zelda Twilight Princess may not be releasing for the GameCube in the U.S. You might just have to buy a Wii to play it. Nobody's quite sure what the deal is. It disappeared from the GameStop and EB Games catalog. Now, there's a rumor going around that when they run out of pre-orders, it disappears too. So we'll just have to wait for the launch to see. We know that if it does come out over here, it comes out about 3 weeks after the Wii version. So they're delaying release in hopes of getting more people to buy Wii. Windows Vista release candidate number 2 was released this coming week, and along with sneaky little Windows ploys that are going to make Vista a real pain to upgrade to. First, those of you who are used to Windows, like you guys all know, when you have Windows, you have Home Edition and Professional, right? Somebody tuned in.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Windows Vista is going to have 7 different versions. They're going to have, like, Home, Home Plus, Professional, Ultimate, a couple of others. And, as if Windows XP was not a pain enough with those CD keys, Windows Vista, if for some reason it decides you have a bad CD key, a month later, all you can do on your PC is browse the internet for about an hour. You can't access any of your files. You can back them up, but you can't run them. And along with that, and a couple of other things, this is going to make Windows Vista a pain to upgrade to.
Sounds like bad news.
Very bad news.
Every week I'm going to try and explain something I feel that was important that a lot of people may not have understood as an aspect of some of the news that came out, that you may have read about in the newspapers or something. This week I chose DRM, or Digital Rights Management. Hopefully, if I feel the need, there'll be something every week. maybe some weeks. I just won't see anything that I need to explain. Maybe I'll just go over how to do some new skill. It'll still be worked out. I'm not even sure if this show's format's gonna weigh everything's gonna go. That's why this was, like I said earlier, released Canada 1.
DRM is short for Digital Rights Management, and a very famous way that it affects a lot of people today is those of you who bought MP3 players, especially iPod. You know, those of you on the iPod, you buy your music from the iTunes music store. Your music, you can only burn it twice, stick it on an iPod, you can't stick it on any of the other MP3 players. But you can, there's ways around it, but we don't advertise those. Pirating is bad, and we're open to endorsements from Apple. I don't use a Mac, Terry doesn't use a Mac, Dan doesn't use a Mac, and Alex doesn't use a Mac, but if you send us one, we'll use it. I like to play with it. Mac OS, I've had it since like 10 years ago. Yeah, they're good for editing this stuff, true, but I have Windows, so I'm using Audacity. Like I was saying before, our show notes are available at tb560.blogspot.com. You will see all of our pilot episodes, because this is our first real episode. Things are going a little bit more smoothly, as you can tell. We have a bit of a schedule set up. We have more mics set up. That's how Dan and Alex had their own mic. Everybody has their own life. Anyway, DRM is just, you know, the way that they make sure you can do with your music only what they want you to. You know, you're paying 99 cents a song. Which is going to be a problem because now Microsoft is releasing their own MP3 player, and you have to buy stuff from their music store and play it on their music player. And then iPod, you buy from their music store and their music player. Reel has theirs, and you play with their music compatible players, and you can only do so much with it. Eventually, you lose track of who can do what on what, and it just becomes a very big pain in the neck. Anti-piracy stuff usually only hurts the people who are honest, because anybody who feels like getting around it very easily can. So, to all you music vendors and all you OS makers, you're not helping the cause, you're just making more people not buy your stuff because somebody runs into a like Vista, somebody doesn't realize they have that CD key, they can't use a computer, they get upset, they don't use a computer, they don't buy those computers anymore, and then we're stuck 10 years in again where nobody knows how to use a computer. The 90s really saw a great increase in people who use computers. There's still people out there who can't. You can't assume everybody does. That's what we're here for. If you have any technical problems, we'd love to try and help you. Remember, that's 410-455-2656. And we'll do our best. Hopefully we can help you, or at least point you in the right direction, or where somebody can help you. Or there's always websites we know of with handy little tools.
Here's the last part of the show that I'm going to have edited for this week. It was one of our co-hosts, Danny Hoover. He's talking about how he does his music stuff on the computer. He's got some programs he uses, like Guitar or something. I forget the name right now. It's a Guitar Hero, but that's a game. He explained about Cakewalk, a program that I was interested in using instead of Audacity, which I'm using right now. Maybe I'll be able to save up money for it in the future, and hopefully then maybe these episodes will have a little bit better quality to them. But until now, we use Audacity. You can go ahead and Google Audacity. It's an open source. It works on Linux, Windows, Mac, and probably free to BSD or something else. Anyway, here's Danny's segment.
Hey guys, I'm not gonna make it sound like I'm some big computer music nerd or anything like that, because I don't really know very much about it, but for people who play guitar and use computers and want to compose guitar music on the computer, there's a really cool program called Guitar Pro. Guitar Pro 5 was just released recently, and that has a real sound engine in it, and so when you actually play back the music that you've just basically keyed in, it sounds very realistic. As for actual recording, even the pros use programs like Cakewalk and Pro Tools, and you can find demos of things like that. They come with interfaces and things. Interfaces you need to...
I've heard of Cakewalk. I wanted to look into that for this program. Recommend it?
I do recommend Cakewalk, but not Acid.
Is it, how expensive is it?
Cakewalk is around... I've seen different Cakewalk, because they have a bunch of different Cakewalk products, like ProSound, Something Editor, Cakewalk Sonar. You can find some programs for around $100 with other software and cool things included with them.
Alright, so we'll be sticking to the free Audacity.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with very many of the free programs, but the actual paid programs are well worth it. Things like for Mac user, I don't really know. Mac, there's a really, I think it comes with most Macs. I know it comes with most of the Apple laptops. There's a cool program called GarageBand, where they basically give you a whole bunch of loops. You can either use the loops or record your actual audio onto the computer, and you can use a combination of the loops and the audio to make your own song. I think that the loops that they give you are royalty-free, so you're allowed to use them, actually record it and things, which is positive. Lewis, any input? Anything? I'm by myself?
You did a very good job by yourself. I had a question, you had an answer. We're sticking with the free programs.
Alright, I just want to thank everybody for downloading our episode 1. Sorry for the outside technical problems. They were actually was outside of my control. They were coming in with the turntables. They wanted to put them back. My laptop recorded what some of they were saying. I tried to edit them out. And noise removal and like, saved a couple parts. You only really missed out on the WoW vs. EverQuest debate, which none of us really had the facts. It was just a sample debate for something we may do later on. Something where we'll have a lot of facts, maybe we'll have people call in about it. Alright, see you next week at our Firefox 2 release party.